Start over.
Okay. No
problem. I'm like, the mic is new.
Okay.
We're upping our technology, but I forget to turn it on.
This one has an answer. Okay.
So we'll start from your introduction again. My apologies.
No problem. Hello, my name is Curtis Tallway Santiago, and I am from Toronto, Canada, of Trinidadian descent. What I will be exhibiting for Triggered is my prototype helmets, medieval helmets done in Zulu beading that I constructed in South Africa. And the idea came when I've always had an interest in beading, and the idea developed when I immediately arrived and was met with beaders on the corner and surprised to find that predominantly they were male, and where beading was traditionally a woman's craft. And I came to discover that these men were also from Zimbabwe and Mozambique, and they had gotten into beading as a way to feed their families. The connection with the medieval helmets is I've always been interested in the idea of beading as forms of protection. How, for example, in Zulu culture, as the men were sent away to work in mines, the women would bead objects for them. Idea like love letters and different things like that to just identify. And even before the mines, it was always a marker of where you were in the community, if what age or stage of maturity you were at, were you married, how many wives did you have, which wife were you, things of that nature. And so I also thought about coupling it with the idea of do-rag, the do-rag as a form of protection and armor and athletic wear. For me, something as simple as a tracksuit, when I got my first Michael Jordan tracksuit, the belief in my mind that somehow I was stronger, faster, better, and I've always kind of, when I would see young men of color and people of color in communities in tracksuits, something about it always struck me as armor. I've started to go back and look into the history of knights of color, and discovering that there were way more than we've ever been told, and often they were whitewashed or painted over as white. And the term black knight would then just associated to black armor. So this coupling of these helmets with these do-rags, where they're traditional male, chainmail do-rag, but then I've mixed textiles of tracksuits and do-rag material to kind of go in between time, and just I keep coming back to the idea of protection and things that we wear to feel safe in environments that we normally don't feel safe in.
Right. I mean, I